Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, our preaching is by Marlene Lorendo, a lay Dominican living in the United States. Marlene is currently working on a master's degree in theological studies through the Graduate Theological Union in Berkeley, California. Her preaching is from the Gospel of John and is entitled, Being in Love.
Jesus said to his disciples, As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another. The Gospel of the Lord. In this passage, Jesus says, remain in my love. It astounds me what a little word such as in can mean. It could be like being in love, for example, head over heels in love. Or we often say, I'm all in. And that gives the signal that we'll be totally involved with no turning back. In today's gospel, Jesus differentiates between servants and friends of God. We can be servants by following the commandments, or even more, friends, being all in, if you will. This is what Blessed John of Ruysbroek, a Flemish mystic, said in regards to this distinction. Quote, But the inward friends of God choose to follow, besides the commandments, the quickening counsels of God. And this, a loving and inward cleaving to God for the sake of his eternal glory, with a willing abandonment of all that one may possess outside God. And I don't think that's just material possessions per se, but he describes it as, quote, joy and grief in temporal things. Can we work at letting those go? Servants are basically good people whom God sends outwards, being faithful in good works. I think it must be what Jesus meant when he told Martha about her sister Mary. Mary has the better part. That is, she was a friend of God. So what more can I do? The next thing I think that I can do is turn inward through contemplative spiritual practice. Perhaps it is Lectio Divina, centering prayer, Christ-based meditation, Blessed Sacrament adoration, you name it, each of us can pick something different, can experiment. Ruysbroek encouraged us to say yes, and we will be taught, quote, the distinctions of inward exercises and many a hidden way of spiritual life. We must look for those as they may conform to our personalities. Remain in my love, Christ says. Are we all in to being in love? Are we ready to take on a spiritual practice in that way, a spiritual practice that will make us ready to be friends of God?